Well, we are awaiting confirmation from the Football Association as to whether or not he's eligible, you know, to be a player at Barnsley Football Club. There is some confusion over when his date of expiry was in America. And obviously it has to be prior to the transfer window closing, which would be the 31st of August or before. And so we're waiting now for a definitive decision and clarification from the Football Association.
When do you think you will hear from them then?
Well, it's difficult to say. It can take a couple of days. It can take a couple of weeks. I mean, we are chasing it each and every day. So hopefully we'll have some news on it certainly in the next few days.
And just to clear up, he is a Barnsley player, essentially. This is just to find out when he can perhaps get involved with the first team and be available for selection. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, as far as the, as you know, with the transfer window, you're not allowed to sign players unless they were unemployed prior to the transfer window closing. If it comes as a negative from the Football Association, then it would be our intention to sign him on the 1st of January.
Is anything else close in terms of players coming in or out? I know you've had an international break, maybe to have a discussion with Keith about this. Is anything else close?
No, not at the moment. No, we've had discussions between ourselves, but there's nothing. You know, as you know, that Rob Edwards has gone out to Fleetwood Town. Lee Collins is having a successful loan period at Shrewsbury Town, and that's where we are at the moment. So there's nothing on the horizon, but things change very quickly in football.
I suppose the other question I could ask, Don, considering how well some of your players have performed, you've not had any little inquiries there for any of your players apart from the two guys who have gone out on loan, have you?
No, not at all. No, there's been nothing. I think the transfer situation is pretty dead at the moment because obviously people can't buy them or take them to their club unless we're in the open, you know, the window is open. So if there are going to be any inquiries, we expect there would be in January.
What about the out-of-contract players? When we last spoke, I think you were waiting to have talks with the manager on and who would be offered deals. Has there been any progress there?
Well, we've had preliminary talks. I don't really want to mention the players at the moment because it's not right to do that, but certainly we've had preliminary talks and we're just waiting to see how things develop over the next few weeks.
Do you feel comfortable with those preliminary talks then? Because obviously there are some key players that you'd like to sign up.
Yes, I mean, as I say, at the moment, you know, it is all speculation, but we are dealing with this on a week-by-week basis and monitoring the situation, and obviously, you know, once we can get to an agreement, then we'll do that.
And just finally, there is one other issue that we're probably going to end up asking you a lot about over the next few weeks. The takeover talk, have you heard anything new from the consortiums who initially showed interest?
Not at the moment, this moment in time. It is still pretty quiet. We do know that there is still an interest there, but there's been nothing concrete received in terms of any offer. And so, you know, we are really the balls in the court of the people that are wanting to get involved. So we will have to just wait and see what happens over the next couple of weeks.
Do you have regular contact? Are you having conversations all the time about this? Is it sort of developing slowly, but you are in contact?
No, not really. I think what's happened is, you know, we had the initial contact, and then from there on, what happened was they went away to think about that and to discuss with their partners. And as yet, although that we've had confirmation that they are still interested, we've had nothing concrete, placed before us.